Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we recap the finals of the 2014 Social Development Commission Petrojam National Community Netball Competition. We'll also hear from some of the country's top badminton players as they look back at the recently staged SDF-NCB Caribbean Badminton Championships. I'm Vaughn Davis. Get your sports fix now. Manchester's Mandeville United is again the top community netball team in the country after claiming first place in the 2014 Social Development Commission Petrojam Community Netball Competition. Mandeville outshot Ligonie United from St. Andrew 42-23 in the final match on August 16 to claim their second consecutive hold on the championship trophy. The team also walked away with a $500,000 cash prize.
We have trained hard and we just came out here, did what we have to do, and we found ourselves on top again. We are very skillful and talented players, so we just go out there and did what we have to do. We wasn't under any pressure at all, so we just go out there and play our game.
Team captain Sanya Roberts. Team captain for Ligonie United, Rebecca Robinson, says despite the loss, she is still very proud of what the team achieved.
I'm still proud, although we did not win, I'm still proud of what we did today. We came out and we did play.
For their efforts, Ligonie United walked away with a $250,000 cash prize and the second place trophy. Third place in the competition went to Catherine Mount from St. James, who won $125,000. Acting Public Relations Manager at the Social Development Commission, Delona Fleming, says she's quite pleased with the organization and execution of this year's tournament. Over 130 teams registered, representing all 14 parishes, and top-quality netball was on display from start to finish. The SDC also got the opportunity to discuss healthy lifestyle practices with the girls through sensitization workshops.
We invited the Office of the Children's Registry and the National Family Planning Board representatives from both agencies to come and speak to the ladies about their lifestyles, what they should do, what they shouldn't do. We do expect that for next year, we'll do much better. We'll get things going. We'll know that we'll have more teams registering and more crowd support. So I do expect that with bigger sponsorship, we'll do even bigger things in the communities.
The Sports Development Foundation, National Commercial Bank, Caribbean Badminton Championships came to a close on August 15, with Jamaica claiming an impressive 58 medals across all divisions. The regional tournament, which was staged in Kingston, saw several of our local badminton stars stamping their class on regional competitors to claim gold medals.
It's been a good tournament. My goals were to achieve gold in all three categories, and so it's been a pretty good tournament so far. We were a little disappointed that more countries couldn't come, but we're happy for the ones that did, and it was organized well.
Under-19 women's singles and doubles gold medalist Catherine Winter. Jamaica's number one ranked badminton player Gareth Henry, who won both gold in the open men's singles and open men's doubles events, described his performance as professional.
I think it was a fairly professional performance. It wasn't a difficult tournament for me, I would say. But overall, I'm happy with my performance. Two goals out of three events is good enough for me, really.
And he's happy with the way the sport has been growing locally.
Overall, the tournament was run fantastically, basically. Just the countries were limited. 2 or 3 years ago, when I tell people I play badminton, they ask me what that. So it's growing. People know the sport or know, and we're actually getting some support.
That's it for today's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
Looking for a fun way for you and your family to spend a Saturday while learning at the same time? Try the Institute of Jamaica. The IOJ's National Museum Jamaica, Natural History Museum of Jamaica, and the Jamaica Music Museum are all opened on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
The whole family can come along. And for this summer, they have a lot of fun activities for little people and big people too.
Now everyone can get a taste of Jamaica's rich culture. Institute of Jamaica Saturday openings, this and every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
See you there!
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.